latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. First up, Lionel Messi believes that City and Paris Saint-Germain have closed the gap on Barcelona thanks to the transfer market. The Barca forward believes the football landscape has now drastically changed, with players now opting to sign for whichever club offers them the most money. Neymar was one player successfully tempted to leave for PSG in a world record move, which solidified the French club's new reputation as a European powerhouse. And Messi believes an increase in finances has diluted the appeal of playing for La Liga giants Barcelona and Real Madrid, and feels that City are one of the clubs to have benefited. Moving on, it saw that Pep Guardiola has introduced a new set of fines in a bid to keep his City players on their toes. Guardiola has been ramming home the dangers of complacency during team meetings since the start of the season. While coach at Barcelona and Bayern Munich, he suffered some shock results in the first weeks of his respective clubs' title defences. As part of his drive to focus minds, Guardiola has taken steps to improve behaviour around the training ground. The Catalan has banned the use of mobile phones in analysis sessions and team meetings at the club's City Football Academy, although players are allowed to use their phones inside the dressing room. Finally, Kevin De Bruyne has been ordered to keep wearing a leg brace despite the recent positive update on his knee injury. The midfielder last week visited Barcelona-based surgeon Di Ramon Cugat for the third time since suffering lateral ligament damage in training last month, which is expected to keep him sidelined until late November. The signs are encouraging for the Belgium international, and it's believed he was given the green light to step up to the next stages in his recovery. However, De Bruyne was keen to remove his knee brace, but his request was blocked, with both his doctors and City still wanting to adopt a cautious approach for a couple more weeks.